Hello, lovely soul. Today is February 7th, 2021. This is today's energy update and daily spiritual guidance. I tap into the messages and energies from various symbols and sources, as always with my messages guided by the High Council. Comprised of archangels, Gaia and other ascended planetary representatives from other star systems, ascended masters, galactics, fae, animal spirits, and the dragons. For today's energies we have sign, Sagittarius and Capricorn. Element, fire and earth. Spirit animal, fox. The number 5. Crystal, sunstone. Tarot card 19, the sun. Today's moon. The moon is in Sagittarius until 3:51 p.m., after which the moon is in Capricorn. A void moon occurs today from 1:15 a.m. to 3:51 p.m. The moon is waning and in its third quarter phase until 11:54 p.m., after which the moon is in its waning crescent phase. The third quarter moon occurred on February 4th, and the new moon will happen on the 11th. Mercury is retrograde from January 30th to February 20th. Moon in Sagittarius, a mutable fire sign. It may be better to stay focused on the inner rather than the outer today, as far as communication goes, as there may be misunderstandings between people who aren't hearing the entire message. But don't forget, that's also not in your control. Make sure you are clear in your intentions, that's all that matters. However, you may just want to be quiet and not talk to others. It may be a day for sorting out feelings about a particular person or situation, and outside influences may confuse things because emotions are running high. Practicing a day of solitude and quiet would be a good idea. You may feel a bit more burned than usual, or have less patience than you normally would for people not paying attention to what may seem obvious. We're just feeling things more deeply. We're more sensitive to anything pushing on our field, and that means other people. It's a great day to sit with the trees in a park or the wilderness, listen and talk to them, and you'll feel much better and more comfortable with the vibrations of the day. If you can retreat to solitude, then that's the thing to do for today. Mediation outside in the sun would be a great way to release density today. If it's too cold or the weather does not allow for that, inside in a window will do. Practice vipassana or awareness in action. You may also practice observing your breath. Either sit on your heels or in the half lotus and prepare for meditation. Moon in Capricorn, a fixed earth sign. The incoming information is like a laser into the third eye today, and the Capricorn energies is about picking up on what's out there. It may be a bit of a puzzle, but if you spend time organizing everything that's coming in, and having patience with the processes, it could begin around now, but take several days or weeks for all the moving parts to come together. Discovery of the self is the theme though, and finding out more about what makes you tick, what stimulates that fire within, and gets those creative juices flowing, along with working out a practical plan to see it come into reality. For now, gather the information like ingredients for a recipe and wait for future inspiration to put it into motion. Ask your guides to send you the guidance you need, to help you see the signs, the symbols, to connect the numbers together and make the discoveries you already know. If you're in a partnership, try a meditation to help connect your frequencies, as your third eye is opening now before the new moon in just a couple of days on the 11th. Our animal spirit for today is the fox. Today the fox comes in to tell us not to procrastinate when it comes to our next moves. At least when it comes to making decisions about our next move, and to start planning with the guidance that's coming in to validate what we already know. We can avoid change, but it's inevitable, and resistance truly is futile. He reminds us that we need to be confident and have faith in our decisions. And to help with that, we need to pay attention to what's incoming and not dwell too much on what the big picture is, but to use the constant guidance that we receive from the energies around us, our own bodies, and our guides, and not to pick it apart, just go with our first impressions. Practicing with a pendulum is a great way to check in with what's incoming. Our number for today is 5, getting info on the angel number 5. Via Joanne Sacred Scribes. Number 5 resonates with the influences and attributes of personal freedom, the unconventional, individualism, non-attachment, change, life lessons learned through experience, variety, adaptability and versatility, resourcefulness, motivation, progress, activity, experience, travel and adventure, sympathy and understanding, sociability and companionability, release and surrender, influence, sensuality, promotion, natural flair, vivacious, courage and being courageous, health and healing, idealism, telepathy, pleasure seeking and pleasure loving, vitality, vision and the visionary, expansion, opportunity, storytelling, mercy, kindness, invention, magnetism, competitiveness, imagination, curiosity, cleverness and intelligence, and making positive life choices and decisions. Angel number 5 brings a message from the angels that important life changes are upon you and these changes will bring about many positive opportunities for you. The angels ask that you look upon these changes with an optimistic and positive attitude as they are destined to bring you many long-term benefits. Remember to be grateful for the auspicious opportunities ahead of you. When angel number 5 appears, it is a message to do with your health and well-being. Your angels are helping you to make positive, healthy lifestyle choices and changes that will enhance and benefit you in many ways, physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually. Rest assured that your angels love, support and encourage you through these transitions, and if feeling any fears, ask for angelic guidance anytime you feel the need. Angel number 5 tells you that only you know your true heart's desires, and only you can fulfill your own destiny in your own unique way. Next we have our crystal, the Heliolite Sunstone. Sunstone is an excellent crystal for connecting with the energy of our sun, and it's easy to see why. It sparkles with those oranges and reds. Fiery and warm, it connects with the energies of our sun gods, Helios, Apollo and Ra. Logical, leadership, strength, adventurous and rational. As such, this is a great crystal to help balance the divine masculine within all of us. Along with the energies of the fox to help you be discerning and swift, this crystal tops it off with feeling confident and logical in your decision making. This is a great crystal to help clear, heal and get the creative energies that sit in the sacral chakra to open up. Use it when doing creative projects like drawing, painting and writing. Sunstone helps us with new beginnings, and using that intense energy to push out negative energies that may block us. That's why Ganeshaw was often depicted with sunstone. Working with this crystal for reducing pain in the body, mostly spine and joints. It works particularly well when sitting with it in the sun. The Sun Crowley Tote Tarot Photo by Infinity. The Crowley Tote Tarot Hermetic Tarot, Tree of Life, 19 The Sun. Pulling the Sun card for this Sunday may seem a bit too on point, but when we're on it, we're on it. We're just that in sync with the incoming energies at this time, 3/4 of the way through the Stargate, and we've been processing a lot of information. Numbers are syncing up to actions in a big way, even if you haven't noticed. Trust me, it's happening. The sun is further guiding us to the light. The sun brings us energies about heading towards enlightenment, seeking through and a balancing with the shadow side. Fire being the element of the day, along with Earth, with Sagittarius and Capricorn respectively, we are looking at the sun coming into to give us a boost of light and to guide us to acceptance of the truth. This card brings in the energies of being confident in the changes that are taking place, and to feel the power of the sun and the energy that everything lives under. If it wasn't the light of the sun, we would not be. We need the light to see, to live, and to love. To love all sides of ourselves in and out of the shadow of the light. The sun gives us the spark within to feel the entire universe, and the soul within. The sun brings us the message to strive for our truth with confidence. To leave fear behind. And if we find that our truth also includes fear and especially fears of anything of the light, then it is time to take inventory of where these stories come from and to truly shed light upon yourself, so you may drop the illusions that there is ever anything to fear of the light, and have faith that anything is possible. Miracles happen in the light, not in the dark. Know that you are a miracle meant to replicate miracles. Invite the light in. Here are your direct channeled messages from your spirit guides for February 7, 2021. Today we ask you to go slow. Take your time, refrain from rushing and practice self-care and self-love. Today is not a day for big decisions, or making any declarations. Wait until after the new moon to allow for all new energies to come in before you decide you know how you feel about anything right now, especially when it comes to making commitments or deciding to separate from people. If anything, make it clear if you must that you need time to sort things out. Keep things light. If you must work, try to keep into a minimal, and decide to take time for yourself today. Even housework should be kept to a minimum. It's time to float in the bath. Take a long walk, row in a boat, preferably you are rejuvenating your energies outdoors. If that isn't possible, work on creative projects that feed your passions and soul. Work with bright colors to bring in the sun energy. Spend time creating a space that lets your body, mind, spirit join and come into balance before the new week. The work and to-do list will be there tomorrow. For now, it's time to charge with the light of the sun, one way or another. Of course, we ask you to go into meditation and connect with us. Not only will we help you channel in the energies of the sun, but we have special guidance and messages for you before you begin your week. Make sure you go to bed tonight intentional about meeting with us. Soon the new moon arrives, and you will be stepping into that February 11, 2021 portal, bringing in the next set of energies and light codes for you. Use the energies of the Fox and Sunstone to amplify our messages, to prepare yourself, and to connect with the Sun to help you to take action when the time is right. For now, you are asked to store energy, fill yourself up with the power that will propel you into your future. And be patient until it's time to act. Know that your intentions and timing is everything in order to manifest your dreams into reality. Tilda, your spirit guides. Today's meditation. Required, 432 HZ music. Preferred space, outside, in the sun if possible. Or inside by a window with sun shining on you. Be sure to have candles lit if you are inside, or in the bath, always a great place for mediation. If you have sunstone, hold it in your hands and call in the energies of the sun. Open up your chakras starting at the root and feel yourself as a seed deep in the earth. Feel the warmth of the sun coming from the ground level and Gaia's energy sending warmth from her core. Tell yourself you are harnessing the energy from both, and you are growing into something new, ready to break free from the earth and bask in the sun, unfold and evolve. Spend at least 10 minutes connecting with the sun and Gaia, allowing yourself to take in the energies. Thank yourself, your guides and guardians, the crystals and Gaia for working with you to clear and heal. Happy 7th of February, lovely soul. I truly hope it's magical for you. Please post any questions in the comments. Thank you for hearing today's messages. See you tomorrow. If you resonate with the vibrations of these messages, please visit my website to download my 4 new and free ebooks. 1. The Essential Empath Guide. 2. What is psychic attack and how to eliminate negative energy. 3. The spiritual war, the light, the dark, and your energy. 4. The importance of cord cutting with guided astral meditation practice. Infinite love and blessings. Don't forget the key is to create, and I love you already. Always and forever, infinity.